Uprising in Ecuador forces government clamp down revolutionary socialist alternative needed. Tony Sornois, secretary of the Committee for a Workers' International. 12 days of mass protests have forced the Ecuadorian government to retreat and restore the fuel subsidies it had removed with Decree 883. In what was a revolutionary movement, the indigenous peoples of Ecuador, under the banner of their largest organization, CONE, Confederation of Nationalities of Ecuador, came together in a mass movement uniting all sections of the working class and middle class. A massive general strike called by the main trade union federation, UGTE, General Union of Ecuadorian Workers, was joined by tens of thousands of peasants and rural workers from CONE. The role of the working class and the indigenous peoples was central to the struggle. They came together, rejecting separatism. The indigenous peoples of Ecuador comprise at least 25% of the population, and have played a central role in the struggles of the past. Savage austerity. The immediate cause of this uprising was the savage austerity package that the government of Lenin Moreno introduced. A quisling of the IMF, he meekly followed their demands to end subsidies on fuel, and introduced a tax on workers' rights in return for a $4.2 billion rescue package. Overnight fuel prices rocketed by more than 150%. State employees saw their holiday entitlement of 30 days annual leave slashed by half to 15 days. The transport unions responded with a call for a protest strike. This was then followed by continued protests, a veritable uprising, with the calling of a general strike. This movement had many powerful elements of a classic pre-revolutionary or revolutionary situation. The ruling class was split and dramatically weakened. The working class and poor showed a determination to struggle. The middle class was not only neutralized, but actively participated in the movement. Splits and divisions opened up within the state apparatus, with sections even joining the protests. However, the crucial factor, the idea of a socialist alternative program and revolutionary party, still needs to develop and be built. Without it, the potential victory of the masses to transform society will be threatened and lost. The brutal repression, which resulted in over 500 arrests, hundreds of injuries and some deaths, was met with defiance by the masses. In many of the confrontations, the workers and indigenous peoples, armed with staves, stones, and, in some cases, improvised rocket launchers, have beat back the police and army. According to reports from Telesur TV, the media channel launched by Hugo Chavez in Venezuela, the indigenous organizations established a Parlamento de los Pueblos, Parliament of the Peoples. The mass movement forced the government to flee the capital, Quito. The working class and indigenous peoples stormed the National Assembly, and were potentially challenging for power. Element of dual power unfolded. However, the masses did not move to take power into their own hands, and destroy the old regime. Although the regime has been forced to back down on the subsidies, only the replacement of capitalism by socialism can provide a future for the Ecuadorian masses. The lessons need to be drawn from this struggle. A program for socialist revolution would have involved the formation of democratic committees of struggle in all workplaces and communities, with delegates elected and subject to recall. Those committees to link up on a citywide, regional and national level with delegates elected and subject to recall, building on the initial steps taken to form Guardia Popular, Popular Guards, in some of the protests, through the formation of an armed militia of workers and indigenous communities, under the democratic direction of the committees of struggle, and appeal to all soldiers and rank and file. Police to join the movement and form elected committees and purge all officers supporting the Moreno regime. The formation of a government of the workers and indigenous peoples. Convening of elections to a revolutionary constituent assembly, or to the Parlamento de los Pueblos. Nationalization under democratic workers' control and management of all major and foreign companies and banks. Cancellation of the IMF austerity program. Equal language, cultural, and territorial rights of all indigenous peoples as part of a democratic socialist Ecuador. For a party of the working class and indigenous peoples with a revolutionary socialist program, and appeal to the working class of the rest of Latin America and the United States for solidarity and support in a struggle for a socialist alternative to break with capitalism. The establishment of a voluntary democratic socialist federation of Latin America,